Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
There you go. Checking in at
number 5.
Today in New Jersey, Chris Christie held a press conference that appeared to mostly respond to the memes.
Yeah, did you see them about him? Being held hostage, blink three times if you need help, save you.
He had this weirded out, glass-eyed stare on his face during the Trump Super Tuesday press event, you know, and Trump was up there congratulating himself on winning all the states he did on Super Tuesday. And there was, and it did. I mean, Christie did look like a hostage back there, or like a guy thinking to himself, oh my God, what have I done?
This is part of the hysteria of the people who oppose my Trump endorsement. They want to read anything into it that can be negative. That's fine. I understand less. So, no, I wasn't being held hostage. No, I wasn't sitting up there thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? I was sitting up there, standing up there, supporting the person who I believe is the best person to beat Hillary Clinton of the remaining Republican candidates, and it's why I endorsed them. So I understand everybody had a lot of fun with it. It doesn't matter to me. I've had a lot of fun on the Internet with people at times, too.
It was a strange stare, though. It really was. And I can see why people responded that way.
Right. Well, what it is people thinking it's a disappointment. I think that a lot of Republicans and Christie supporters who are supporting Christie because they didn't like Trump, but they wanted a guy who's plain talking, but who had an actual resume that made some sort of sense to be president of the United States. And a governor of a big state like New Jersey, that seems to be a fairly good resume item,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And
so
he had a fair share of supporters. He just wasn't polling where he needed to be.
But I don't think anybody believes for a second that was supporting Chris Christie that really supporting Chris Christie, that Donald Trump was the right alternative. And they also see Chris Christie was a very, very loud opponent of Donald Trump. And now it's like, hey, I love the guy. Yeah, we've been friends for years. Me and Mary Pat, we break bread with he and Melania. And they're like, what? Are you?
Well,
what?
He said at one point during the campaign, the clown car has arrived when he was talking about Trump. I mean, he had said some very derogatory things about him. And then he switched. This is how it works in politics. This is what happens.
Yeah. Yes.
It's hard to keep track of.
Yes. That's yes. Even harder for me now. Checking in at.
Number four.
Sometimes we have to wake that guy up. Sometimes we're like, hey, voiceover guy.
The 54321 guy?
Yeah. What number are we at?
Number four.
All right, got it. Thank you. All right, Romney is called out GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. He said he's a phony, he's a fraud. And he's calling on Republican voters to force a contested GOP convention to stop the Trump train in its tracks. Scathing critique. University of Utah today. Romney said Trump's domestic policies would lead to recession. Foreign policies would lead to war. And that his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on the hill.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat. His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president. And his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill. I'm convinced America has greatness ahead. And this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision a reality.
And the story that's being floated this afternoon on all the political websites is that they're trying to stop him from actually getting the delegates he needs, have a brokered convention, and that may be the way that they plan to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was asking everybody. I mean, that was his plan, right? He told, hey, in Ohio, vote for Kasich because he could win. In Florida, vote for Rubio because he could win. In every other state in which the number two guy is competitive, whether it's Cruz, Rubio, or Kasich, vote for that guy.
Sure.
Keep as many people in this, everybody stay in it, and we'll get to you at the convention. But it does look a little bit like he's the guy who wants to come in at the very end and win the whole thing himself after not doing any of the work or making the investment.
You're talking about Romney himself.
Romney, yeah.
Emerges.
And I mean, it would be a fair criticism to make. I actually personally don't believe in his heart that's what he's trying to do. But I think in the world of politics, it's a very easy argument to make, and that he will be seen not as a good guy. And then the Trump people get to go, look, they're trying to steal it from my man, my guy. My guy's going to build the wall real nice, real pretty, with a good door on it and everything. All right, hold on. Here's Trump responding.
That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won. And I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared. He disappeared. And I wasn't happy about it, I'll be honest, because I am not a fan of Barack Obama. And that was a race that I backed Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging.
And that was the only problem I had with Mitt Romney's speech today, is that he just should reference that. That's all. Say, hey, yeah, he did endorse me. I accepted that endorsement. But here's why. Look how he's evolved as a politician, right, or the things he's saying, or the fact that he was endorsing me as a businessman, but I didn't see him as being the president. He didn't go there. And I think that was the one thing he probably needed to address, because now all the headlines have just been exactly that. You mean the guy that endorsed you, you're now saying you don't like, and you said all these glowing things about him back then.
Right. But you read that as a sexual taunt.
Oh, that last part?
Yeah.
I kind of did. I did. Because I think he does that. He does these double entendres, doesn't he? I mean, isn't you know, the blood coming out of her everywhere? Okay. A lot of people might read it one way. Others might read it another. But I think he does it on purpose.
We had the Trump apologist on, Jeff Lord. Nice, good guy, man. Jeff Lord is a good guy, but he's got his position. He's written a book about Trump, and he's got his position. And what is Jeff Lord saying to us? No, it's, you know, you people are sick for thinking that.
Right.
You are. What kind of twisted person would think get on your knees as a sexual reference? How do I get the traffic from here?
This week on Chicago's Best, it's all about those little round delights to satisfy some big appetites. Join Brittany and Elliot for Chicago's Best Balls Sunday night at 10.
I'm sorry, what?
Best Balls.
Okay.
Best balls.
All right.
Like appetizers.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, like meatballs and stuff?
Meatballs.
Okay.
And crab. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Crab balls.
Okay, you're making it dirty. It's
not. I'm not making it dirty. You thought Trump was making it dirty?
Ugh, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right.
And can I make a correction, too? I said the name of that symphony wrong, Scheherazade. Korsakoff's, and thank you to the texters who let me know. I was in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra for years. You'd think I'd know it.
You would think
I didn't.
That's a tongue twister, though.
Yeah, did you hear Korsakoff's?
Scheherazade.
Actually, I was breathing a sigh of relief. You had to read it, not me.
Ugh, Kim, and I didn't pre-read, of course, and that's what happened. So apologies for the mispronunciation.
All right, well, you guys are all going to get fired when President Trump takes office. Checking in at
number three.
College football national champions Alabama Crimson Tide have visited the White House today.
This is the fourth time I have hosted Alabama here at the White House. So clearly I brought you some good luck. In fact, you could call me Obama.
That was cute.
All right.
He's having a lot of fun these days.
Yeah, right.
It's like the spotlight's not on him at all.
I know. He is having so much fun watching people eat each other. On it. It's like this Lord of the Flies thing that's happening. I think he's really digging that. Anyway, the point here is that he went on to describe the an unbelievable Heisman season of Alabama running back Derrick Henry.
Derrick racked up an SEC record of more than 22,000 rushing yards, which is the fifth most in major college history, 28 touchdowns, all the way to becoming the Tide's second Heisman Trophy winner. Give it up for Derrick.
How about that? Yeah, that was big.
Very cool.
That was big. And he seemed superhuman, Andy.
Yeah.
Superhuman.
He was superhuman. And, you know, it was fun to watch him. About last month, I think, he struck the Heisman pose with President Obama. They did that thing at the National Prayer Breakfast about a month ago, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
The image of it is just, it's kind of a good word. Actually, President Obama is the only guy who can actually pull that off,
right?
Ronald Reagan could have probably pulled it off, too. He had that sort of, you know, the Gipper thing, right?
Yeah, Gerald Ford played a little college football.
Gerald Ford was a lineman, right? So he played at Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know, did W play? I don't know. And Bill Clinton
baseball
wouldn't have looked right
W
doing
played.
That. No, there's something about that. All right, checking in at
number two.
First full-length trailer for the Ghostbusters redo has debuted.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity. And we might be the only ones who can stop it.
Okay. Melissa McCarthy's in it, right? And Kristen Wiig. I'm looking forward to that one.
Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live, who's a breakout star on Saturday Night Live.
She is. She's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, we see her and it's like, I'm not quite sure how the many, many ways she's going to be used in Hollywood, but she is very entertaining to watch. And also Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. And what they do is they are the four proton pack swinging ghost hunters. And Chris Hemsworth is there as some eye candy.
Get out of my friend, ghost!
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark.
The power of pain compels you!
Ow!
That's Leslie Jones right there with the...
Yeah.
Unmistakable. She is unmistakable.
I'll be interested to hear what Richard Roper says about that one because, you know, it could go either way, I suppose.
By the way, speaking of Saturday Night Live alums, Tina Fey's new movie... Mm-hmm. Coming out tomorrow.
Based on a Chicago Tribune reporter, right?
Right. It's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Which
is WTF.
Right, which is right. That's your military aviation code for WTF. It's supposed to be a very, very interesting film. And it's a bit of a serious turn, too. It's not full comedy. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out what Richard says about that. That's coming your way tomorrow on this program. All right, Donald Trump is, oh my gosh.
Number one.
You know, his rhetoric may have earned him the support of David Duke. But in this new Funny or Die clip, his lack of political experience is a non-starter for other Klan members.
Not all Klansmen support Donald Trump. The KKK is a group of white supremacists dedicated to restoring America to its milky white heritage. But one thing that we're not is stupid.
If we elect Donald Trump, we're electing somebody with no government experience to the most powerful position in the world. That's just crazy.
True, he is a racist. But for some of us, just being a racist, it isn't enough.
When it comes to Trump,
we in the KKK say nay, nay, nay. Come again another day.
What? Is that parody or are those actual KKK?
Yeah, it's parody. It's Funny or Die.
Okay.
It's Funny,
right.
Or,
funny
die.
Or Die.
Funny or Die. Mm. Yes, it's what it is. And quite honestly,
in this election cycle, you just don't know.
That couldn't be more true.
The top five at five.